Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Mike Cute.
I'm not Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500, Butch Queen Vogue Fest, mini grand prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize. prize of $250. Open the door, team secret. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
International to definitely call in here to this show so we can definitely get our topic started. So all you girls out there, grab your cocktails, grab your blunts, grab your grams, grab your K, and get ready because I'm going to take off tonight. I'm going to show you exactly why I am the shadiest femme queen of the motherfucking year. I have been trying to be nice with the girls and politics with the girls and everything for the sake of my new house. But tonight, all gloves are off, and I'm going to take the fuck off here tonight. So get ready. Without further ado, I'm going to go get my banshee cunt girlfriend all the way from across the waters, across the pond. She just hit me up on Facebook, and she told me she's online. So let me go get my girlfriend, Miss London.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta, European Vogue. You have to vogue like a lady. Let me show you. Cut.
Mate, you're supposed to vote like a lady, stay in one spot.
Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Like your life was it not?
And the shade starts now.
Hey, yes, the shade definitely starts now. Oh, my God. I see.
Hello, my lovely darling.
How you doing, London? What's going on?
Lovely. I want to say congratulations.
Oh, I want to thank you for your congratulations. Thank you, honey. You know, oh, wow. Wow. Honey, where is Rodney? Rodney, if you're out there listening, I need you on the phone lines. Divine, if you're listening, I know Divine was on the lines earlier. I don't know what happened to her. I don't see RR. I'm definitely waiting for the girls to definitely get here and get online, honey. I'm like, you know, I want to recap, you know, this weekend, honey. It was a fabulous it was a fabulous weekend that happened here this weekend at Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Everybody keeps saying Miami, Miami, Miami. I haven't been to Miami in 3 years, honey. Okay, the ball was in Fort Lauderdale, and everybody keeps posting up pictures and tagging pictures
at
the ball.
I thought it was in Miami.
No, the ball was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and everybody keeps talking about this ball in Miami. I'm like, Miami? I haven't been to Miami in years.
So how was it?
Well, I enjoyed myself overall, honey. I really did enjoy myself, honey. I really had fun. I want to give a big shout-out to all the girls that's on the phone lines. I want to give a big shout-out to all the girls that's in the chat room and everybody that listens to this show and downloads this show after the show is over. I want to definitely give all of y'all a big shout-out, okay? I definitely have to give all you girls I definitely have to give all you girls a shout out, honey, and everything. I definitely have to give all you girls a shout out, honey. Hold on. Hey, Only in the chat room. I'm gonna say hey to Only in the chat room. Just say hi to me. Hey, Stone. Let's say hi to all my girls in the chat room, honey, and everybody. Hey, Big Red, all the girls that's in the chat room that's talking. I'm trying to wait for Rodney to come on the phone line and maybe some other people that was at the ball that could definitely come on and definitely recap the ball with me. Honey, London, were you at the ball this weekend? Because I don't know.
No, I actually couldn't make it. You know, Alexis last minute did not want to do it, so...
Oh, so Alexis, yeah, because I gagged. I thought I was going to see you and Alexis walking the team performance, and the only person that walked...
No, but I'm glad... Who walked for the...
The only person that walked for the 1500, which I definitely got to give a big congratulations to, is Casper Milan and Little James Kahn definitely won. The 1500 because nobody else came out and walked. So definitely congratulations to them on their 1500.
Yeah. And I'm glad I didn't go because I heard a lot about it, like a lot of bad things about it.
What bad things did you hear about the ball? I actually had a wonderful time.
No, that it got shut down and there was fights outside, there was fights inside. It was a lot, I heard.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. Hold on, wait.
Was there?
Yeah, it was. It was some controversy, but I don't actually know if it was fights. I don't know if it was a fight. I don't know if it was a fight. I wouldn't say a fight per se. But if they said it was a fight, then there was a fight, honey. But I don't know. I know the security was really carrying. Hold on. I'm trying to text Rodney's phone and see where Rodney is at. Hold on. Because, you know, hold on. I'm texting Rodney's phone right now. But I'm still enjoying the weather in Florida. The weather is definitely wonderful, and everybody in Florida, I'm definitely back.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was actually great. I enjoyed my weekend. It was relaxation. I had a lot of relaxation. I had a lot of fun. I went jet skiing for the first time in Fort Lauderdale. So I definitely enjoyed going jet skiing with all my house members and everything. It was definitely fun.
They let you on the jet ski?
Yes, they let me on the jet ski. You didn't see the pictures on my page?
No.
Wow. Never did they let me on the jet ski. It was wonderful. I'm going jet skiing again tomorrow.
Oh, so you're not home?
No, I'm not home. I'm sitting in the Couture Mansion on poolside.
With who? Mother?
No, mother is working. No, the CEO is working right now. I'm sitting out here on poolside just enjoying the pool. You know, and just relaxing and eating me some olives.
Blatty. I'm sitting here looking at the water, wishing I had a boat.
Wishing you had a boat? Where would you go if you had a boat, London?
I would actually come to America.
You would actually come to America? What is it about America that you like?
Why are we always the only ones on here until, you know, 15 minutes left into the show?
I don't know why we're the only ones on here 15 minutes left into the show. I cannot tell you why.
So, let's just get to the point, you know?
Yes, we're definitely going to get to the point. Hold on, because, you know, I'm definitely here on poolside, and I'm definitely going to take a commercial break. And then after I take my commercial break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to start my madness. So hold on, let me get to my commercial. I'll be back in a minute and 27 seconds with the North Carolina Awards Ball. That's definitely coming your way really soon.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalure. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen, Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen, Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen, European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Yes, we are definitely back, and we are definitely live from our commercial break. London, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. We're definitely back. We're definitely live from our commercial break. So let's get into the madness, okay? So I was definitely here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this weekend for Laisha Milan. Oh, no, somebody told me, no, it was in Hollywood, Florida. It wasn't Miami, honey.
So what's the difference? I think, you know, Hold on,
because somebody said you called their name, and I know you see. Hold on, because I don't. Oh, okay. Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. I didn't see all of this going on. I had to refresh my system. Hold on. We have the co-hosts are here. I had to refresh my system, honey. I'm working on my sister's laptop. I don't know how to work this, but the co-hosts are here. Hold on.
What's up, everybody? Hey,
what's going on?
Yes, London, I heard you reading, girl. I've been in the queue, honey, since the music was playing.
It wasn't me. I had to refresh the switchboard. Hold on, let me bring on RR. He's on the line also. It wasn't me. It's the switchboard.
I love you, London. How are you?
I love you too. I'm on too hard. I mean,
Hey, what's
Hello,
up, everybody?
All.
Hey, London. Hey, Divine. Hey.
I'm
How's
so
everybody?
Sorry
you.
I'm you, so
you
sorry
know, I actually missed you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had to take care of my cold. I had a little cold, and I had to just take care of it.
I'm so sorry that I didn't see y'all number. I had to refresh my system. But hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, y'all were reading.
Yeah, I know we have our resident. We have our resident special guest co-host. Is always on the line with us. Welcome, Alexis Clark, to the line.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey.
London, now, what did you say?
About what?
About I didn't do what now?
Oh, you know, you backed out at the last minute.
Backed out for what?
Wait,
oh, the tag team performance.
Don't come on here like you're aggressive and you're going to back me in a corner to answer your question.
If I knew who you were, I would.
Yeah. Actually, you won't.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Alexis, you stay right there with us, honey. We're definitely waiting for Rodney to call him. Once Rodney calls him, we'll definitely get Rodney on the phone line. So let's recap.
So let me ask you, who's going to go see Think Like a Man, but Act Like a Woman this weekend?
It comes out this weekend. I'm sure it does the 20th. I will be there.
Yeah.
I would definitely be in the building, and I would definitely be seeing Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. I would definitely be in the building.
But I'm gonna be doing a casting next week. I'm doing my own movie production. It's called Think Like a Tranny, but Act Like a Butch Queen.
I'm gonna come on and give the recap because it's not gonna do the recap. Oh,
all right.
That's a lot of girls' life
story. Thank you. That's actually perfect for what just went on just now.
London,
okay.
Keep it the fuck cute.
I didn't always tell you.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Oh, my God. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I'm trying to get my studio back. Hold on. Okay, I'm back and I'm running. So I'm waiting for Rodney to call in because he could definitely give a recap of the ball. And I'm also waiting for my sister, the CEO and founder, the icon, Jasmine Satora, to call in, and she's definitely going to give her recap of the ball. And then I'm going to give what my opinion and recap and my read and my shade, because the girls were definitely feeling it on my time on that little show. Okay, so I'm definitely going to take off, and I'm definitely going to read. I was trying to be nice with the girls and trying to be, politically correct with the girls, but I'm going to read the fuck out of the girls for everything that they motherfucking want. And however y'all bitches motherfucking take it, y'all motherfucking take it. But I'm going to take off on y'all the way I need to and the way I should have been taking off on y'all a long time ago. Because y'all bitches have y'all opinions about things, and I have my motherfucking opinions about a lot of motherfucking things. And for all you bitches that can't take it, I added two more motherfucking bitches underneath my motherfucking belt this weekend. And however you girls see it, honey, this is my opinion on everything, okay? And then Jackie can come and get her recap, and Rocky can come and get his recap of the fucking ball, okay? Miss Temperance, for you to sit there on that other show, that little show, and want to sit and read, and all the callers want to call in and have their opinions on how they feel about motherfucking things and everything. I give two fucks about y'all bitches' opinion. At the end of the fucking day, and Andre Mizrahi, not the father Andre Mizrahi, the DVD Andre, or y'all thought that Kelly wasn't going to win, but you voted for me, and at the end of the motherfucking day, it don't matter if it was a fucking mini ball. It was still for a substantial amount of money when I sat Miss Tippers down. So for everybody to sit and say, oh, it was a mini ball, it was still a motherfucking ball. It still counted. The girls talked about it for years, and it's been going on for fucking years, and the girls are still talking about it. Get the fuck over it, bitch. I sat Tippers. Girls need to get the fuck over it, Miss Thing.
However the fuck y'all looked at it, y'all thought that, oh, Kelly wasn't going to really win over Temper, so y'all voted for Kelly, and then at the end, y'all fucking bitches gagged that I sat Temper down and I brung the category the way the category was supposed to be brought. Temper, yes, you're underneath my belt, you sat down. No, it wasn't motherfucking Pump. The Pump was that you lost. And that was the Pump. Now the next bitch, okay, to the icon mother, Shay Shay Chanel. No, at that mini ball a month ago, it was not a Pump when I sat you down. You did not bring the category to fuck right, Miss Shay. You had razor bumps and scuffles and everything on your motherfucking face. You had no business being on the motherfucking floor. I don't know fucking Kool-Aid. I don't know fucking Jesus Christ called you out on that motherfucking floor, bitch. You knew you wasn't on point. You are fucking icon. You should have hit the back of that floor because you wasn't on motherfucking point. And yes, mother was on point. You have been calling for it. You have been asking for it. And it sat you. Remember, whether it was a mini ball or whether it was a motherfucking big ball, you sent for it and it came and it gave you exactly what you wanted. And whenever the day ends, I don't need to tell you when the next time I'm going to be on the back of the floor for Big Girl's Place. If the category is out there, you just need to expect that mother couture is going to be on the floor, bitch, and you bring your motherfucking A game, okay? Now to the bitches and motherfucking Florida that have something to motherfucking say, bitch, when I walk a category, I put the motherfucking old school, bitch. I call and I ask exactly what everybody is looking for that is having this for to make sure that I bring the category correctly. I text my tickets, whoever phone is that, they need to get their phone together. Okay, whoever phone is that in the background, get it together. To all you motherfucking bitches that want to sit here and talk about, oh, Kelly won over this person and that person this weekend, whenever I walk the category, I put in the motherfucking old school. I'm going to call every motherfucking promoter, and I'm going to ask them exactly what the fuck they looking for, because I'm going to bring the category motherfucking correct, bitch, okay? I cut all my hair off. I didn't cut my hair off to just cut it off. For a motherfucking ball, I cut it off because I wanted to cut it off. So when they ask for a category, I ask them, what are y'all looking for? Are y'all looking for Cleopatra? Are y'all looking for the whole look, the hair, the outfit, and everything? They said yes, they was looking for that. I went out and I took a picture of Cleopatra. I went and got my motherfucking wig cut before all the girls that was on Milan's show and said Kelly had a straight wig. No, Kelly did not have a straight motherfucking wig. Kelly had the exact wig that Cleopatra had on and the motherfucking picture. I went and got the wig and everything cut exactly the way it was in the motherfucking picture. My headdress and everything was exactly the way it was in the picture. Other girls want to do other motherfucking things, and that's why the girls are lost. So for all you girls that want to sit here and y'all want to feel it on my motherfucking time, don't feel it on my time. Temperance, you're underneath my belt. Shay Shay, you're underneath my belt. It's no shade to Mother Tamara Miyake Mugler. Now she's underneath my belt. It's no shade to Jolene Miyake Mugler. Now she's underneath my belt. Bring it correct when you think about Mother
Kelly, they said you look like Nakia, more like Nakia, not the actual queen. But they said you were beautiful.
What happened?
Hello.
Lady there.
Is she not there?
Maybe. She screamed herself and then she exploded. Kelly popped. All that hot air, Kelly.
Hello.
Pop, girl.
Yes, I'm here.
There she is. Yes, bitch. Come through.
Baby.
Kelly, I said they said you look like Nakia and Patra.
Okay, I don't give a fuck what they said. I came the fuck through, and I brought the category correct. At the end of the motherfucking day, okay, for this little mini ball that everybody said, oh, it was a mini ball that she won over this person, and a mini ball that she won over that person at the end of the motherfucking day, when I won over Tempest at that little mini ball that everybody keeps saying, grand prize,
$500 with the Kelly Mizrahi. When I won over the girl tonight, when I won over the girl for Saturday, grand prize, $500, Mother Kelly Couture. Bitches, get the fuck over it. Deal with it.
Well, Lord.
Y'all can't motherfucking, y'all can't take it, bitch. Bring the motherfucking category motherfucking correct, bitch. Call and ask what y'all looking for and make sure y'all bring the category correct. Because at the end of the motherfucking day, I got my $500 when I sat separate. I got my $500 when I sat those two girls this weekend. How the fuck you doing? And anybody that don't like to kiss my big fat black ass.
So, well, wait, what I don't understand is how is Marco face and how is Shay Shay face if you're not face?
Oh.
I don't know. But if the CEO is ready, hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you're ready so I can bring you on. Honey, baby.
Did you hear Shanice, she apologized to you?
I'm definitely gonna get to that. And I wanna say because I'm a woman of a particular age, just like Shanice is a woman of a particular age. And I did listen to Milan's show. Whoever background that is, please get it together. It's really working me with that TV and all of that stuff. Okay? I want to say I'm a woman of a particular age, and I want to say I heard Shawnee's apology. I accept her apology. And I also want to extend, as a woman, I want to extend an apology to Shawnee for everything that happened. The situation was definitely blown out of proportion by other individuals, so I definitely want to do apologize to Shawnee also. Okay, my apology to Shawnee also.
Is somebody listening to the show on the computer?
Whoever's listening to that noise in the background, it has to go.
Is the show somebody listening to it on the computer sound like?
What noise? That's not me.
Or on speakerphone, maybe.
It's okay. Kelly.
No, it's not me.
Is it me? No.
I don't hear it now.
Hello?
Yes.
You know, let me say this. This is what gets me. People get upset. And then they go into these fierce readings for weeks on end. And then when the month is over, at the end of 30 days, they want to show how mature and how grown everybody is and then apologize. Why read so severely if at the end of the day you're going to apologize for what you said? Mean what you say,
or
say what you mean.
Or they just see you at a ball and say you look lovely.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we are all gay, and we know that gay people read, but we also know within the reading, it's really not done intentionally, but when you start to lash out to the point where you become malicious and vindictive and you're hitting spots that don't need to be hit, there's no need for apology. A bitch can't apologize to me once they say something out of character of what we're arguing about. If we're focused on a category and that's what we're arguing about, and we finish with that category and that's it, then that's fine. But once you start targeting me on, bitch, you this and you that and you look like this and you need to get this fixed and you need to do all of this and do all of that, bitch, now you're getting a little bit too much. And at the end of the day, I don't owe you an apology. You don't owe me an apology. All you need to do is stay in your lane, because after this, we have nothing in common. I'm not an apologetic bitch. If I say something to somebody on a malicious basis, it's going to stay there because that's how I fucking feel. And people need to stand up for what they feel. I commend the ladies and the gentlemen who apologize for whatever they do when they do it and they come to their senses. But at the end of the day, be careful of what you say, because later on it's like, oh, sister, you know I love you. Bitch, don't come to me with the bullshit.
And another thing, because, you know, it was just swept underneath the rug, you know, on that other show. It was just swept underneath the rug. That Milan said, oh, y'all should already knew, or to the fact of, oh, Kelly was going to win, because
this person was off because Rocky was on the judges panel, Jay was on the judges panel, Jasmine was on the judges panel, and this person was on the judges panel. If that being said, Milan, okay, if that's the case, when I walked realness earlier that night at the ball, I would have won the $500 for realness also. Okay? It ain't nothing about a girlfriend panel or anything. It's about knowing the category and bringing the category the correct way, how the girls wanted the category.
I think what people need to understand that all the girls who walk categories for face or perfect tens or whatever the case may be, everybody who makes up their mind that they're going to walk, they're walking because they already know that they're coming with their A game. Their A game in their head is their A game. When they get up there, whoever they're competing with, if that person's A game is an A plus and yours was just an A, you know what I'm saying? You got to give that person kudos. You understand? Don't sit back and read a bitch. You know, like, say, for instance, the category was high fashion evening wear. Kelly, you came out in an evening gown with a shawl, with a purse, with a slit on the side of your dress, but you had on stockings and an over pump. The next girl came out, and she had on a sequins dress with no stockings and no purse. But all the girls on the panel gave it to you. Automatically, it would be shade. But she wasn't complete. Let's get to the category of completion. You understand? And when you said you did your research, that's what categories are about. It's about doing your research. We all know that Cleopatra wore a long cut, but her long cut was to her shoulder, and it was just an inch above her eyebrow, okay? The costume has to be authentic if you're going to be wearing a costume. It can't be contrived where it looks as if it's something Cleopatra would have worn, and your eye makeup must fit the category. So you have to get into every aspect of the category.
But you know what? I'm going to be 100%. I'm going to be 100% honest. And my opinion on the situation is, and this is how I felt about the situation. I felt that I came out and I gave Cleopatra with my headdress, my outfit, my pieces that was on my arm and everything. And those girls came out and they looked like they was that they was my Cleopatra. I was Cleopatra and they was my servants that was supposed to be there feeding me grapes and wanting me with a fan what they looked that they were giving. They came out. They did not come out in the gowns. They came out in regular gowns. They came out with gypsy headpieces, with Cleopatra never came out with gypsy headpieces. Let's be real about the situation, okay? Everybody want to sit here and talk about, oh, Cleopatra, they did Cleopatra over and all types of things, and the modern version of Cleopatra. No, they wanted the modern version of Cleopatra. And any of the old movies from back in the day, Cleopatra never had wet and wavy motherfucking hair. We're not going by the modern version. We're going by Cleopatra.
Well, I have a suggestion. Since everybody feels that you won all these categories at mini balls unjustly, why don't you meet them on the runway at a real ball and see what they give?
I don't have a problem with meeting any of these girls on the back of the floor at any motherfucking given time because I know at the end of the day, when Kelly puts her best foot forward,
so
I'm
you're
going
saying
to
at the next time there's a ball within a region that you can make it to, and it's big girl's face, or let's just say if it's face, period. Are you only walking big girl's face, or are you going to walk when it says Fem Queen face?
It could be big girl's face. It could be regular face, baby. I'm going to be on the back of the floor. Okay, for any girl that wants me, definitely for Shay Shay, because she felt that she was punked at that mini ball, and I want big girl's face over her. When there's big girl's face on a flyer, and she wants to see mother, I'm gonna definitely be on the back of that floor, and I'm definitely going to bring my A game, and I hope everybody else brings their A game, because when I step on the back of the floor, whether the girls don't see it or not, I'm definitely going to make sure I definitely bring 150% of everything that the girls don't motherfucking see. Because at the end of the day, like I said, say all of these girls that run around here and talk about, oh, this person is face and that person is face. Bitch, I don't see plenty of these bitches without motherfucking makeup on and a bitch ain't motherfucking face without motherfucking paint. They might be a pretty and cute girl, but a bitch ain't drop dead motherfucking and we'll Fem Queen motherfucking face, wash motherfucking face. Let's get to it, okay? Let them have Fem Queen face for $5,000, wash face. How many motherfucking, how many of these real bitches that everybody's going up for and giving life to is going to walk without motherfucking paint? Let's be fucking real. I think we got about two or three girls that can actually do it. All the rest of the bitches are going to be sitting on the sideline, and they're going to be motherfucking watching. Okay? That's what we really need to get to. Okay? And I'm not saying I'm a bitch that can walk without motherfucking makeup on, because I know I can. But let's have Fem Queen face for $5,000. You got to come to the motherfucking judge's panel and wash your motherfucking lip. You look off at a motherfucking bone right in front of the judges and let the judges support you. How many of those fucking bitches is going to be on the back of the motherfucking floor? It's going to be motherfucking crickets.
I know one.
Okay? Let's get to the real. Yeah, I know about one or two, Alexis. I know about one or two. I'm not going to say everybody. I know about one or two. But all these bitches that everybody's sitting here and giving hot old parades and, oh, she's a fat motherfucking bitch. And she's this and she's that bitch. Let these bitches come out without motherfucking paint on. Bitch, please. Okay? Bitch, I think, and I'm an honest opinion, and it's just my opinion, Miss Thang. I think the only bitch, Miss Thang, I think the only two bitches that can come out there and give you motherfucking face without paint and with motherfucking paint is Miss motherfucking Coco Chanel,
yes,
and Miss motherfucking Arjanae. All the rest of these bitches will be standing on the fucking sideline watching. Yeah.
Okay. I think Miss Jazz. I think Jasmine Milan. She has face for a dark skinned girl with no makeup.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let's bring the CEO and founder Jasmine Couture on the line. Jasmine, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Man, that was a lot. Can you guys hear me clearly? Can I hear all this echoing and all that stuff?
I hear a lot of echoes.
Huh?
Hello? There's a lot of echoes.
Somebody has a speakerphone on.
Yeah, I don't know where that's actually coming from.
Can y'all hear the echo now?
Hold on, Kelly. Let me try something. London, talk to me.
Hello.
How are you? Okay, it's not Kelly. I'm muting London. Divine, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. RR, how was your weekend?
It was very good. And yours?
It was good. I don't know where the echo is coming from, Kelly. Speak again.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from, but there is definitely a serious echo in there, but hi. So what's going on, everybody? What are we talking about? The ball in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, she was talking about the Bulls of Fort Lauderdale, and she was also reading the girls. Kelly was a little upset about the girls not understanding why she's been winning, and they're kind of claiming that she only wins at mini balls, and she's kind of letting them know even though it was a mini ball, it was still a ball nevertheless, and she walked away with the $500. So, you know, that's where we're at right about now, and she was just letting Temperance and Shay Shay and any of the other girls who are under her belt know that anytime they want to see her at the back of the runway, she'll be there because she's really unbothered.
Well,
she
yeah.
can be there with paint or without paint.
I think a lot of you know, you, as a pioneer icon as you are, you always get it right to the point. I cannot deal with that echoing.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. Alexis.
Kelly, hello? I really think that's you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, so I can hear you, but I think that's you.
Well, I took the headset off, funny, so I don't know.
It still sounds funny. I think it's your phone. Maybe I need to bring your phone out there. Okay, Alexis and Devon, everybody's back. All right, I think a lot of this stems from the fact that, you know, a lot of people underestimate, you know, Kelly. And, you know, or anybody in general that comes, you know, with that wind that, you know, that steps out, brings it the way it should be or however, and it gets that wind, a lot of people start, you know, going in for the attack and, you know, bringing up old things. And, in all honesty, I just think it's so unfair, you know. I heard a little bit from about the other show earlier. I think, you know, it's not going to be, you know, a person's night all the time. You know, and I would never call Kelly an underdog. You know, and that's what I was hearing on the other show as well. I don't agree with that. So Kelly did what she had to do. She brought it the way she was supposed to bring it. And, you know, that's how it went down. So, I don't know. But, Kelly, do you know where Rodney is? Because I don't want to give the recap, you know, all by myself. Is he there? I mean, do you know where he's at?
I don't know where Rodney's at.
Okay. Well, then I'll just try to do the recap as best as I can.
Was it a couture function?
Was it a couture function? No, it was not a couture. It actually was more of a Milan function because Liesha Milan was the main promoter along with Nikki Couture. But Liesha, because of, you know, scheduling and things of that sort, Liesha was really more of a face of this ball as far as the promotion, the scheduling of meetings, you know, she answering the phone calls. Nikki also did a lot, but Nikki does work a lot of hours. And she's really busy. I'm not sure how they, you know, what responsibilities they had. I mean, I think it was a very successful ball up until the drama. But I think they did exactly extremely well as far as, you know, they got the girls in the building. It was a very cute venue. It was pretty much organized. Kudos to the houses that were in the building. If I forget anyone, please forgive me, but I, you know, there was a lot of avenues in the building. Of course, the House of Milan was there. A lot of the Gnocchi Mugler's. I think there was some Infinities in here. Also, the icon Andre Mizrahi was in the building with the Mizrahi. They were there as well. I don't usually go to Florida balls. This has been my second Florida ball in the past maybe 2 or 3 years. So I don't really know a lot of the faces, but a lot of the girls were in the building. Kelly, is that Rodney?
Hold on. Is that Rodney? No, that's not Rodney. That's Harold.
Y'all have a lot of static in y'all area.
Yeah,
why?
No, and it's not Kelly because Kelly was just muted. Okay. I don't know where
it seems like every time she talks, it's echoes.
Yeah, but Kelly's actually muted now, so I don't know where that's coming from. See, it's there again, and Kelly's unmuted. RR?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Kelly?
Yeah, I'm back now.
Yeah, I think it's Divine a little bit because Divine is the only one muted. R, do you still hear it?
No, I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, I think it's Divine a little bit. So, Divine, you're back on, but I don't know if you're listening to it from a speaker or something, but I think it's you.
Divine just dropped off.
Okay. Okay, so pretty much those were a lot of people that were in the building. The bar was scheduled to start at 7 p.m., but Kelly, I'm not sure what time it really did start.
I think the ball didn't start until about about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I want to say somewhere between 10:30 and 11. I'm really not sure. But as soon as we got into the building, they were already on LSS. We had
who were the commentators?
Huh?
Oh, go ahead. You were going to do it. I was asking who were the commentators.
Yeah, Deshaun was on the mic, JP from Florida. JP, I think he's still in Milan. JP was on the mic, as well as Cassandra Ebony. They were all on the mic. They did a really good job keeping the flow going with LSS. And, I mean, as soon as we got in pretty much the building, the judges, you know, the ball started. The judges on the panel that I can remember, and anyone that's out there, hit me up on Facebook or in the chat room and just kind of help me a little bit. But the judges from left to right were Lyric LaPerla. I think sitting right next to Lyric was James Conn, the icon James Conn. Right next to him, I think, was, who was that, Kelly?
I don't even know. I wasn't even paying attention to the judges. I'm going to actually be 100% honest with you.
I forgot who was after James. I think after that was Warren Milan, Zoli Mugler, Rodney, Prodigy, and then myself. Those were the judges. And what else? The categories, they pretty much went pretty by pretty fast. There is it Erica Mizrahi? That's right. It was Erica. Thank you, Sierra. It was Erica. Erica Mizrahi was right after Jay's before Warren Milan. So you had representation up there from, you know, everyone. I know that there was a lot of controversy as far as why there wasn't an Ebony on the panel. That was a lot of the feedback that I was getting, especially with the house being so large, and they did come in numbers, but they didn't have representation on the panel during the first half. But I have no idea why that, you know, took place that way. But I do know that the icon JoJo Ebony was on the panel during the second half. You know JoJo Ebony,
yeah,
right?
I was going to say, JoJo came out? Wow.
Yeah, JoJo was in the building,
wow.
and he was up there on behalf of the Ebony. So some of the categories that I can remember that were memorable was the female figure performance. There was
Let me ask you a question before you do that. When in the first half, because there were no Ebonies on the panel, did Ebonies pick up anything in that first half? Do you know or do you remember?
I think, Sierra, help me out. I think
the Ebonies won the Virgin Performance.
They won Virgin Performance, I think, and I also think, wasn't Maya the one who won female figure, female figure performance, the top five or something like that?
She got sat down by the
Mugler
chair.
No. Sierra, who won, Chloe or Maya? Was it Chloe that won?
Chloe won.
Okay. I'm sorry. Chloe came out. A lot of people may not know who these people are, so Florida, it's all about you tonight. Chloe, a top female figure performer down there, between drag performance, she is now a Miyake Mugler. She debuted at the ball, and she broke the building down. And she won the, I think it was 500 for the top five female figure performers of Florida. Laisha and Nikki picked five of the top performers that represent Florida. I think one of them was Alyssa. I don't know what their names are, so y'all don't have to tell me. But I know Chloe was one, Maya Ebony was another, and I don't know the other girl's name. but she did very well. And one thing that these girls did was they did bring production together for the ball, and they put a lot of effort into them, and they really showed their ass. It was a really, really good, it was a really good battle. Only three of the five did show up. I'm sure we'll see it soon because Ballroom Throwback was in the building as well.
It was Allison Ivisu.
Allison Ivisu, yes. Chloe, Maya, and Allison Ivisu. And Chloe won. Yeah.
Right. But the point I was making is that even though there was no one on the panel to represent in the first half of the Ebonies still weren't slighted. They just win. So you don't necessarily have to have somebody on the panel for your house to still be recognized if you're doing what you have to do. That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's definitely how it is. Another memorable category that night also was Butch Queen Face. A lot of the Mugliers walked. Midwest father Raven Couture walked. But who really broke the building down was Exotic Mugler, who actually came out of a coffin wrapped up as a mummy with gold and things of that sort. And as they, unwrapped him and veiled him, he kind of really shook it up. So he did win. The 500 Raven looked phenomenal to me as well, done from head to toe. And he really did a good job as well. But now we're going to start getting into the controversy of things that did happen that night. And that's where it pretty much started, was with that category of Butch Queen Face. There was, I think he was an Ebony that did walk Butch Queen Face. And
yes, he was
chopped because he had a pimple on his face. Because of the chop, there was a little bit of controversy, and the promoter, Liza Milan, was going to bring him back. But the judges were saying, no, he has a pimple, so forth and so on. And everybody's sending me stuff. His name was Kenny Ebony. Lyisha was going to bring him back. I don't know why she was going to bring him back, but she was going to bring him back, even though he has a pimple on his face. Rodney was sitting next to me, and Rodney kindly called Lyisha over there and just gave her a suggestion. He did say, I'm not trying to run your ball or anything like that, but you haven't been doing this all night and started bringing people back. I wouldn't start it now because it can start a trend and it can kind of like mess up your ball, especially like in the future and stuff. Lyisha looked at Rodney out of respect. She also looked at me. I shook my head in agreement with Rodney, and she looked at both of us and shook her head, and she said, I'm not going to bring nobody back. And she decided she wasn't going to bring him back, and the ball continued to run smoothly.
I think that was only fair because if you're walking for a substantial amount of money for face, your face needs to be like a porcelain doll or a mannequin in a store window. You don't need to have no pimples, no blemishes, no cuts, no scars, no nothing. Your face needs to be flawless.
Yeah. And, he did have a pimple. It was a mini grand for $500. And
Seen Exotic walk, and his face was not on point. Ever.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I get into his face. I get in. And he is always on point. He gives me what Whitney gives. Whitney is not going to walk face if that face is not sitting.
So, again, that's a little bit where, the drama started taking place. And it had to do with the fact that, she was going to bring somebody back to please the people in, the houses out in the crowd. She was going to bring somebody back to please the judges, so forth and so on. Rodney suggested it. I agreed with it. She decided she wasn't going to do that. A few categories down the line, we start with, I think, female figure realness, the drags and the femme queens. Kelly walked out. She got her 10s. I think an extravaganza walked out. Got her 10s. I don't know, again, the names. Milan walked out, got their 10s. a couple of the drags, Sierra Ebony. I'm going to start Sierra Mizrahi now. And a couple of the other girls walked out, the drags. I forget who the last person was standing for the drags. But, you know, they battled, and then it was, you know, for the Seven Queens. It was, I think, I don't know her name, she's a Milan. She was the last to stand for the Milan. I mean, as far as the Seven Queens go, and grand prize goes to her. I don't know her name, so somebody send that over to me. But I don't remember her name either. Again, I don't really know a lot of these girls by name, but it was grand prize to the House of Milan. Or no, is she? I'm sorry, she's not a Milan. Her name is Heidi LaPerla. No, Keisha Milan. Okay, Keisha Milan. Mother Keisha Milan of Florida was the one who won grand prize for female figure realness, $500. And she looked like she was really walking, you know, for the money. She was really done. And, you know, it was well-deserved to her as well. And Heidi LaPerla was the last girl to stand for the drag. All right, bottom line is we're going to go to the female figure face category. The way female figure face was listed on the flyer, and I'm just going to go to it for clarification as I am speaking, because this is where all the drama is coming from. The grand prize says female figure face, Butch Queen and Drags versus Women versus Femme Queens, two trophies. Battle of the Lovely Queens of Egypt, Nefertiti versus Cleopatra. That's all it says. So, on the years that I've been in this ballroom scene and my experience, the things that I am looking for when I read a category like that without calling anyone is I know what Cleopatra looks like and I know what Nefertiti looks like. And these are two queens of royalty, meaning that these two people, if they were standing in front of me, they would be queens. That is royalty. And they need to be looked at as a queen that represents their throne. So that's what I am thinking of when I look at these two people. Kelly walked out. She had her whole outfit together from head to toe. Her headpiece, gold, you know, the snake, everything from head to toe. When you looked at her, you seen Egypt. It was, you know, it was no questions asked. That you, if anyone out in the streets or anyone basically came and looked at her, they would say, who she thinks she is, Cleopatra? Because she looks just like, she looks like Cleopatra as far as the overall look. The next person that walked out was Alicia Milan. Gorgeous. Drop dead gorgeous. She looked very, very gorgeous. Very pretty. She had a beautiful evening gown on. Beautiful evening gown, but when you look at her, she did not give you Cleopatra or Nefertiti. The only thing that you seen when you looked at her was beauty, and you seen a beautiful gown, but she did not bring the category correctly. There was a controversy based on that, and I chopped her. And I chopped her based on the fact when I looked at her, I did not see Cleopatra. And I think LeAsia is trying to get on. So, LeAsia, I'm going to clear the phone line. Hold on. I'm going to clear the line so you can get on. Call now and let me know. All right, the promoter should be calling in shortly. And, pretty much giving you her rundown on it. But back to the category, and if I'm hanging up on you, I'm sorry, but we're trying to get the promoter on the line. The next person that walked out as a team that walked out was Jolie and what's her
Tamara.
Name?
Tamara.
I still remember her as the other name. But Tamara. Tamara and Jolie came out. Both of them drop dead gorgeous. Both of them very pretty. But, again, they did not look like no Cleopatra or no Nefertiti. They did look like they were from Egypt, though. But they did not look like royalty. They did look like The beautiful women, I'll tell you exactly when I look at them, what I've seen the beautiful women that are always centered around the king and the prince and the princess, I mean the prince, that, you know, rub their feet and rub their bodies and stuff. The basically the side pieces, you know, the ones that feed them and everything. They did not look like a queen, like, oh my God, she's here, bow down. They just look like the assistants. Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah, they look like they're Coming to America proteges to Eddie Murphy in the movie.
And yeah, kind of similar to that. Yes, very much so. You know, I didn't see.
They didn't show royalty.
They showed beauty, but they didn't show royalty. It was very beautiful, but it was not royalty. They did look like the side ones. And based on that, again, it was a lot of drama and a lot of, you know, stuff. And it started getting out of hand at that point because I didn't understand why all the rest of the judges were going back and forth about this. And when we clearly, this is what I don't understand, if it clearly says something, that's what we should follow. And you're getting one person telling, saying, I contacted the Asia, she said head to toe, so forth and so on. Then you get a Milan that says, no, she said that, you know, it had to be this way or that way. It didn't have to be head to toe. You got the fact that the Milan got chopped, and now the Milan and the judges saying it was chopping the Mugler, and the Mugler is now yelling at the Milan, and it was just too much going back and forth. And in order to try to please everyone, Liege decided to, I'm going to bring them all back and we'll just take it from there. And when I seen her doing that, I said, okay, I'm done, because I don't agree with it. So instead of me being a part of something that I don't agree with, I stood up and I left. I did not want to judge no more. So I got up and I left and I went outside. A few minutes later, I heard that Kelly won. And based on her winning, I heard that, I guess, everybody battled everyone, and I've seen the video after. But at that point, I left because, again, I did not, you know, want to be a part of the bring back. I did not want to be a part of a chop. You chop mine, I'm going to chop yours. Or, well, actually, I was going to chop. But, you know, they tried. I don't know. It was just too much drama. It was just too much. But based on that, I left. And I went outside and smoked a cigarette. Maybe 10 minutes later, there was fighting in there, arguing in there, arguing. As they're arguing inside, I'm seeing an actual fist fight outside between Little James Tom as well as Tony Mizrahi, between both them from Florida. And I'm seeing a whole big scuffle in the parking lot outside, and on the inside, I'm hearing that Grams Mugler and what's her name again? Erica, I'm sorry. Erica is wrong here going at it, so someone is going to have to give us an update on that. But let me see if I can find Liege, and we'll take it from there. But you guys can ask questions.
Well, I had a question for you, but mm-hmm. You're doing something. I just felt like even though you were a little over her bringing the contestants back as an icon and as a judge, you sometimes have to sit through something that you may not want to sit through. And for you to get up and just walk off the panel, it was a lack of
I see what you're saying, but I don't agree at all. 100%.
Of course you're not going to agree because you did.
I agree, and no. Let me explain to you. This is exactly how it goes. Even as an icon, or no matter who I am or what we are, no icon in this ballroom scene should try to control anyone's ball, number one, and try to change anyone's ball, number two. And I also believe that if they're doing something, the promoter is doing something that we do not agree with, then we have to do something about it. And I chose to not try to change their ball, not try to argue with their ball, try to prove what's right, what's wrong. I just excluded myself out of the picture. That's because of how I what I stand for. If you were, if there was another person when he sat there and I'm an icon and this is what you should be doing and that, no, I'm a legend. This is what you should be. No, I'm not doing that. And even out of respect, Rodney Malone. Rodney Corgi. Out of respect, he said it to her so kindly. I'm just going to give you a suggestion. You know, and I'm not trying to control your role or anything like that, but I wasn't going to be involved with that at all. Because that's what the problem is now. People try to control the balls. No, I'm not going to do that. No. Mm-hmm. At all. I'd rather exclude myself. You got these people arguing, beating on tables, all in each other's faces. No. I'm a lady. I back up, and I walk away. Because they're carrying. They're carrying too much. And they're carrying for so many reasons that I just do not agree with. So I remove myself from the premises in order to protect me. And that's how I feel about it.
Well, after hearing your point of view in a different light, you know, then you had every right to do what you did, you know. But I think each individual has their own perception at the time of the event on how they want to deal with it. So,
I mean, everybody does. But, I mean, again, I asked your Kanye, I need your number, and I need you to press 1. Send me a list on Facebook and let me know what number you're calling from. I am not on yet. Well, hurry up, girl. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I did it, you know, at respect for the promoter. I'm not here to try to change your ball. I'm not here. I mean, all, you know, just like Rodney, we can give you opinions and stuff. But, again, if you're going to continue to do stuff that, you know, we don't agree with or even I don't agree with, then, you know, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can do. If you're sitting there and you're judging a collection ball, and you're sitting here and you're telling me, Jonathan, I'm just trying to tell you, I don't think you should do this. And I don't think, okay, I got you, okay. If I'm listening, I'm still doing it. I'm doing it this way. I'm doing it that way. And you're sitting here and you're like, child, okay, enough is enough with this.
Yeah.
And you're hearing all the arguing, seeing all the fighting, and you even made suggestions, and you still see it. What are you going to do, still sit there?
Right. I understand.
So, that's what that is. All right. My Asia Malone, y'all blowing up my phone.
I just wanna give a big shout out to all the girls that's in the chat room, that are looking at the pictures and everything from the ball and seeing it and giving their opinion, as the judges did give their same opinion this weekend, and all the girls are giving their opinion as if they was a judge and the same opinion, they voted the same way the judges voted. So I want to thank all you girls in the chat room for your vote of confidence also.
Kelly,
A lot of drama I also heard on that other show was, you know, well, who are the judges and so forth and so on and blah, blah, blah. Again, I just read to you who the judges were, and also, you know, before this category, Lyric Lacroix was replaced with JoJo Ebony on the panel. So you have JoJo Ebony. And next to him, you have James Caan. Next to him, you have Erica Mizrahi. Next to her, you have Warren Milan. Next to Warren, you have Zolan Mugler. And then you have Rodney Prodigy, as well as myself. I removed myself from the panel. I think at that point, I was told Midwest mother Tati Couture came on the panel and replaced me. And, the battle continued. In my understanding, Kelly did win 6-1. Okay, and
it wasn't even 6-1. It was 7 judges, and before it even got down to Rodney or Tati, I had already won. Tati and Rodney never even voted for me.
Okay, well, that goes to show, you know, that's what the judges are. They're saying, oh, Rodney. Bottom line is they're saying that Rodney, Kelly, and James, so forth, so on, and, you know, all this drama. Laisha, I need you to press 1 for me because I don't see your number in the queue. You know, that's what they're saying, but bottom line is these people that were voting, again, Icon, JoJo Ebony, Icon, James Caan,
Well,
you know,
what I want to know is who's disputing the win, because it's obvious that she won fair and square. So who's the actual?
Oh,
are these
saying
people?
They're saying she didn't win fair and square. They, that's
who,
what a
people
lot of
who don't love faith or people
everybody
who don't judge.
It's people that don't, the people that don't even judge, or people that shouldn't even have an opinion, or somebody that shouldn't even sit on a judge's panel. The only reason they sit on a judge's panel is because they are a mother or father. But just because you're a mother or father doesn't make it right for you to sit on a judge's panel at all. But it's people like that that has an opinion that shouldn't even have a fucking opinion, bitch, if you ask me.
Nikki, you're on. I think this is Nikki. Nikki, is that you? Hello, Nikki
594-594. You're live on the air. Hello. 954. Nikki,
yeah,
is that you?
Hey, this is Nikki Couture. How are you guys
hey,
doing?
Nikki.
What's up right now?
Hello. I have my agent's number. I don't see it.
The last four for her is 4081.
I don't see her first one.
My Asia pressed one again, huh? Because I just texted her and she said it was 4081. Or text me or whatever.
Well, go ahead, Nikki.
I'm just calling to thank everyone who came out. It was a pleasure having Kelly in the building, Rodney. It was really great.
I was there too. I was standing next to London. I was there. I was standing next to London. Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, yeah. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'm calling Rodney. Hold on.
London.
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, would you tell them I was there with you? We were standing next to each other.
Hello.
Rodney, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay, Rodney's live on the air. Nikki, before you say anything, Nikki, let Rodney give his recap because he was at the ball and he's a caller.
You
can go after Rodney.
You put stuff on the floor.
Okay,
go
ahead, Rodney.
Roaches.
Rodney.
Yes.
Go ahead, Rodney. Give me a recap, and we have the promoters on the phone also, and they're going to go after you. Go ahead, Rodney.
Okay. I definitely enjoyed Miami. I definitely will say that. I had a good time down there. The ball, you know, it was definitely a ball, you know, controversy, shade, or whatever you want to put it. You know, minor incidents, different stuff like that. So I want to say congratulations to you again on your win. Well deserved. Fuck the haters. Congrats to ex Ms. Rahi for moving to all realness. The people definitely in the building, the Milans, the Mugliers, the Coutures, the Cons, Infinities, Ebonies. It was okay. I had a good time. I didn't think the ball should have been over because of an incident, not an altercation, like a fight or nothing. But, you know, sometimes things can escalate into a fight. So, you know, you guys did what you thought was best for the ball. And, you know, we live with it. And congrats to James and Casper as well for the tag team performance for the grand prize win.
Okay, go ahead, Nikki.
Again, I just wanted to thank everyone for coming out and supporting the function and extend my apologies to anyone.
Hold on, I think Laisha is on the line. Laisha, is that you?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, now we got Laisha and Nikki. Go ahead, you guys.
Hold on.
Let me clear up two discrepancies that took place at the ball. First off, I want to clear up the discrepancy about Kenny Ebony getting chopped for face. Me bringing him back and the judges overriding it because he had a pimple on his face is more than understandable. But as far as the face category, if I have if you have people that get chopped and I have a whole bunch of people that's walking and house fathers and house mothers coming up saying that there's different versions of Cleopatra and Nefertiti, and they're actually showing me actual pictures off of Google of different versions of these two individuals, then I felt like I had no choice but to bring them back. And that was the whole discrepancy over that. I mean, I couldn't just tell somebody that they couldn't come back. If somebody's coming up saying that this is a picture of Cleopatra and you look exactly how the picture is, I wasn't understanding why would they still consider me to be chopped.
Well, Leasia, let me say something real quick to that. Hold on, London.
Yeah, were you a bit under pressure, you know?
Am I a bit under pressure? No, I'm not under pressure at all.
Okay. Can you hear me, Rodney?
Yes.
Okay. Leah, I'm not trying to, you know, again, I don't go against anybody who throws their ball. But bottom line is, in all honesty, this is where I felt that there was an issue. This is why I removed myself from the panel, is when you write categories, when you write your categories down and you come up with your concept, you should already know what you are looking for right then and there. You should not depend or wait or allow someone else to give you their opinion on their look. Bottom line is, you know that this is what you are looking for. When you sat at home a few months ago and you wrote that category down, you must have looked up Cleopatra or knew from being a fan of hers, Elizabeth Taylor version, or whatever we're seeing now, and you know what Cleopatra you're looking for. You don't need no one to come in to give you some version that you they found on Google. And that is what your version is. That is how you wrote your category, and that is how you should have stuck to it. But again, I understand what you are doing because you are trying to please, you know, everyone else. I understand that. But again, when you look at these people and you think of royalty and you think of queens and you think of if your real mom or dad or someone, cousin or your coworker or someone from school walked in the building and they looked at those four women, would they have felt that, wow, this is the queen of Egypt. This is the queen of Egypt. This is the queen Cleopatra. Would they have looked at those other three and said that based on their look? Not talking about the beauty. We're talking about the look. And that was my only issue. But I have to respect you as a promoter and what you were doing. And I understand from the heart what you were doing. But that's how it is. No matter what anyone else says, I understand it. But that's just my opinion on it. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, everything, I guess everybody has a different point of view, I mean, when it comes to the situation. So, I mean, but what you're saying is completely understandable.
Where's R.R.? Because I know R.R. wouldn't want to talk to the promoter. R.R., you're back.
I was talking and nobody was listening.
Yeah, we were trying to keep the line.
Yeah, what I was saying
R.
is, what I was saying is that once the judges have come to their conclusion of the reason why they chopped or sent the other contestants on their way, they each had their own interpretation of what they were looking for aside from what the flyer gave them. So when they read your flyer, the interpretation that they received from reading your flyer was basically the same interpretation that you were probably looking for. And if it's more than one judge, more than two judges sending a person on their way, then obviously that person wasn't justified to bring the category the way the flyer was stated. So once the judges have made their decision, and that's why you have judges, because a lot of times your interpretation is what you want for your flyer, but you have your judges to carry out your interpretation so that when people call you over to their table and show you their interpretation, you can say, I understand that and I respect that, but I have to respect my judges, and that's how they see it because they understand what the flyer is asking for, basically. That's why you have judges. And then for you to bring them back, as Jasmine said, they don't want to disrespect you because it is your ball and you have the right to do what you want, but they do have the right to say, well, you know what? You have me up here. There's no need for me to be up here if you're not going to respect my opinion, so I might as well just get up. That's what it boiled down to for me.
from just hearing what I'm hearing. Am I wrong, Rodney? Is Rodney there?
Yes. Rodney, you're there.
Yes, that's correct. I put my phone on mute. Sorry about that.
You know, so that's basically all I have to say on that one.
But go ahead, Leasia, and Nikki, go
ahead. Oh, I'm here, honey. I was allowing everyone to finish, and because I'm actually at work right now as well, so I'm stepping in and out so I can, you know, to comment. But as I was saying, again, thank everyone for coming out, and for any discrepancies that happen, again, we extend our apologies. And all the feedback, good or indifferent, is definitely taken into consideration because it is important in what we're trying to do in Florida and, you know, building this team. So we appreciate all the feedback, good or indifferent. I will say if there is anyone that is getting on the line tonight from Florida, from anywhere else, keep your comments very respectful because it's how you get a respectful response back because, again, it's feedback and it's something that I would like to take in and you know, make sure that we improve for next year.
Hold on. Harold, you're live on the air.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
What's going on? How you doing, Harold?
All right. I just let me say congratulations to the host of the event. I also want to say congratulations to you, Kelly, on winning the category. One thing I want to ask of you specifically and no one else, and this is not an attack on you. You've been doing this radio show for, you know, 3-4 years now, and you've been a tough-nosed journalist, whereas, you know, you've shared and expressed opinions of individuals, whereas people may have construed them as reads or whatever the case, this and that. On the flip side of it, when you move from journalist to participant on the runway and people offer the same critique and opinions whether they're founded and biased or not, you know, what makes it different from when you're doing it? I mean, you know, and I'm not saying this again, Kelly. I'm not saying this to be combative with you, but you know, now that you're on the flip side of it, and you know, you've walked and you've won, and you're being scrutinized. You know what I'm saying? I can understand, you know, your feeling of, you know, you felt like you walked, you accomplished, you did what you had to do, and you know, it is offensive when you feel like you're discrediting your accomplishment. But, you know, on the flip side, I'm saying you've done that to a lot of people over the years. And, you know, again, I'm not saying this to attack you. I could have said this, you know, to someone else that relates to you. Or, you know what I'm saying, I could have said this out. But I feel that, you know, we can have an open dialogue about it in front of everyone. So
We can definitely have an open dialogue to it, but my opinion that I have on people and the things that I say about people, the things that I say is not my opinions that I be saying, and I have stressed this many times because I really don't have an opinion about a lot of things. I just keep whatever I have, what I feel, to myself. Everything that I have said about people or addressed about people over the years, I will let it be known if it's my opinion or if it's somebody that feels that they don't have a voice to say what they want. I'm the voice for those people. I am the voice of the people. So when they hit me on my inbox and they send me messages, I speak what they want to speak. I speak the words that they can't have to come out their mouth. For people to sit, for those girls, for Miss Temperance, and for Ms. Shay Shay to sit on that other show and try to scrutinize me and what I have done in the scene, I never came at them once that way. I never said one thing to downplay Shay Shay or anything in my win of Shay Shay at that ball when I won over her in Atlanta, when I could have went in that next Monday night and read her the way I did tonight. I never once pointed out any of her flaws or anything when I came on the show that Monday night. Yes, I did do that when we was on the tape and we was battling, because we're battling. So I'm going to point that out to the judges to let it be known. I never once came on the show and tried to downplay my win or anything, or never once came on here and ever said anything about when I slayed Shay Shay when she was a Butch Queen in drag, and I'm the one that made Shay Shay transfer over from Butch Queen in drag to Fifth Queen when she came to New York as the first Shay to Say Boy when I slayed her. I never once came and said any of that, because that had nothing to do with anything. For her to come and sit on there after the fact of Temperance coming in and say, oh, I thought I was being pumped when Kelly won at that mini ball. No, I never did that. I never once came and said anything about me winning over Tempest or anything. Other people brought that up, but so when the girls want to sit on the phone and say all type of things and try to bash me and all types of things, and for Milan to say, oh, I guess we don't even need to talk about that no more. It was Rotten James and Jasmine and all these people. No, we're not going to sit here and do that, because we can sit here and do that for a lot of bitches in their motherfucking wins and discredit bitches in their motherfucking wins. Oh, because they hold on. Because we have 7 judges on the panel, and we know 4 of those girls is already somebody's girlfriend. So we can sit there and scrutinize a lot of people and discredit a lot of people. Bitches is not going to do that to me, because I don't come at them like that.
Well, let me say this about something. First of all, what people have to understand, a lot of times when a journalist is a journalist on the radio, that's that person's journalist job to do what they do. When she's in the ballroom, she's a contestant. And when she's a contestant, she has a forum that she can come to, and she can also voice her opinion, like when the callers call in, because of the simple fact that she's voicing her opinion as a contestant and not as a journalist. So sometimes you have to be able to separate and dissect the two parts of Kelly, because if she's doing her job as a journalist, she's just giving you what the people are sending her. When she's talking about something that reflects what she just did as a contestant, then she has the right to say what she needs to say. And that's something that we have to try to understand. You understand? And like with you as a father, Harold, you know better than anybody. When you speak to your kids, they understand what you're saying, because you're a father figure to them and you show them the right road. But when it comes to a function and you go to that function and you showed your kids what to do and then they get up there and something goes wrong, you're going to defend your kids and not as Harold, the person that everybody likes because you buy cocktails and y'all have drinks, but as a father figure. Do you understand the scenario that I'm trying to give you?
I do understand the scenario that you're trying to give, but as I explained before, it's easy for us to try to dissect and take things apart, but we can't. They're tied together. In the same way when I was going to be, we had a conversation, you and I, about, being on the radio, and, you were speaking about, the things that I would have to take in consideration as a, being a father figure, how that might reflect whatever the case. And, so all these things tie in together. That's all I'm saying. Again, I don't feel that I said anything to, disparage Kelly Green.
Harold, we don't have conversations. Nothing that you're saying right now, Harold, is offending me in any type of way. But what the girls is not going to, this is the only thing I'm going to say on this. What the girls is not going to do is the girls is not going to discredit my $500 win over Temperance. The girls is not going to discredit my $500 win at this ball here in Florida. Because if that's the case, bitch, if they go to, everybody wants to go, oh, it was a mini ball. Okay, so then we need to start discrediting everybody's $500 win at these many balls, since we want to discredit everybody a win. A win is a fucking win, however the fuck you look at it. Okay, so we're going to start discrediting. So a bitch, when a bitch went $500, bitch, we ain't even going to talk about it, because it was a mini ball.
I mean, I feel you on that, Kelly. All I'm saying is this. All I'm saying is basically, when it comes down to it, after every win, there are going to be people that feel either left or right, one side of the street or the other. So, just when we walked in New York, you know, there were individuals that were trying to discredit the win, saying, oh, because, you know, girls were plus size, they had an advantage, or, you know, this and that, and whatever the case, this and that. At the end of the day, we know what the parameters are, and all I'm saying to you is, as a person, you know, that has to be on both sides, as a journalist, as a person that competes, you know, don't take it so to heart. You know, it seems like, you know, you're allowing it to get to you. You know, any person that wins, when Raquel won the $5,000, there were people, you know, as crazy as it sounds, there were people that saying, oh, it was a setup, she shouldn't have won, or whatever case this and that. You know, at the end of the day, it happens. You know, people are going to say what they're going to say, and all I'm saying is, you know, just hold your head up, count your money, and keep moving.
I would never let those girls a bitch can never bring my self-esteem down or make me feel any less of myself. All of those bitches that I get, what they need to do is they need to know when I'm on the back of the floor, bitch, to make sure that they bring 150%. Because they need to bring 150%, and they need to bring it stronger than that. Because when I come on the back of that floor, I'm not coming to play, and I'm going to make sure I'm on my motherfucking A plus motherfucking game. So they better make sure that they're on the A++ game when I'm on the back of the floor. Stop underestimating what the power that I have in me, because I know exactly what I have in me, so they better make sure they bring it twice as better, because I'm a bitch, I'm a force to be reckoned with, and I'm going to keep making the girls know that I'm a force to be reckoned with. The girls going to stop sleeping on me and thinking that I'm some type of joke or I'm some type of kiki, because I'm far from that, and I prove that.
Hello. To you again, and hello to everybody. I didn't get a chance to say
what's going on?
London.
Just writing, what's going on?
What's going on?
Not much. Well, I was asleep. I was knocked out. So I woke up now, and I have 100 and some texts about my name being brought up on some other show from people who wasn't even at the ball. So everybody made their sideline comments and stuff. So what I'm going to do, because you know how I am and I operate, what I'm going to do tonight when I get off this phone, I want to listen to the archives. So since people have so much to say, what I'm going to do is comment on other people's judging and wins and how you pay judges, since you want to speak of judging and girlfriends being on panels together, how you pay the judges to chop your competitors so you can try to get a win and things of that nature. So tomorrow, Kelly, make sure that I get my time tomorrow, because I'm going to listen to the archives and draw my own conclusion, and I'm going to be on the show motherfucking going off tomorrow. My time to shine. My reaction.
Hold on real quick.
Go ahead.
What says I'm the one here on this show, and can you clarify who you're talking about? Because, you know, I'm the only one.
I just heard my name was brought up about judging, being girlfriends, and all type of stuff, which everybody's girlfriends at one point in time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to the show first. Then I will make my rebuttal tomorrow.
Okay, because see, you were making a lot of accusations and saying things, and I'm the only one on the show. So
not from you, from the people that's on that show.
Hold on, Ronnie, because I can tell you, what Harold didn't say, Harold never said anything about you.
No, it was addressed to Harold. I'll just tell Harold what I'm going to do is listen to the show and see whoever. I don't know what was said, because I didn't listen to the show, so I can't say Harold said this or whoever said it. Whoever said whatever they said, made a comment, I'm going to make my comments tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you, you ain't even got to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to tell you.
Ronnie's trying to do it in a very professional manner, and I am living for Ronnie right now. He is doing this very professionally. He is saying, I'm going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to listen to this archive, and please give me my night tomorrow to rebuttal against this archive. He is hitting this all on the nose. Kudos, Ronnie.
Yeah.
It was Milan who said it, and we all know it was Milan who said it, and I'm sure you know that already, but you are still handling it in a professional manner.
Hold on. We have another caller. Harold, stay right there with us. Keisha, your line is here.
Oh my God, about time. Hey everybody, how everybody doing? Okay, I have a couple of questions and I also have some bad news. Y'all want to hear the question or the bad news first?
The bad news.
Okay, Kelly, you remember, well, of course you know, remember, oh God, she passed away, she was Ms. Rahi. She just slipped my mind. She just slipped my mind. Oh God, Gina Gospel. Remember,
yes.
she had a son by the name of Chase, and his name was he did. He didn't walk boards, but he was always like spectating. He was always under Gina. Well, over the weekend in Brooklyn, he was beat up by the cops, and the cops ran him over. They ran on him so bad that his brain shifted, and now he's brain dead. And for those of you who know, a lot of people do know who he was, because sometimes he did go to the Kiki scene. He was always under Gina Gospel, and when she died, he was always there. But I just wanted people to know, if you know him, right now, according to Facebook, they said he's brain dead. And he was just around a couple of weeks ago at Esco on Tuesday. So I just want to give a shout-out to his family, because I think that's fucked up that these cops are still doing what they do, and if the shit needs to stop.
Yes, it does.
And my second question is, I want to talk about Butch Queen's face, Butch Queen Drag's face, because it seems to be a big controversy. If you have a keloid, can you still walk face?
You shouldn't be walking face if you have a keloid.
I'm sorry? Wait. I didn't hear all. Say it again, all.
If it's a birthmark keloid and it's not, like, protruding out, like some people have those big keloids behind their ear, you know, that really stick out, then you should be able to determine if you're going to walk face with a big keloid on your cheek or not. Come on.
I know exactly who you're talking about, Keisha.
The reason why I'm asking, because my opinion, there's a lot of people that have walked face that had a pimple, but they still have structure, they still have face, their teeth is on point, and everything, they had a little pimple, that it wasn't too obvious, but if you're going to be technical, then I don't think that was really fair that person was chopped. Because I've seen people that have walked face and they had flaws, but they still got away.
If it was a mini ball, yes. If it's
a mini
ball,
no. Kelly, was it a mini ball?
What is that?
Was that a mini ball?
No, it wasn't a mini ball. It was a major ball.
And one thing we need to remember, not to cut you off, Keisha, one thing we need to keep in mind is Raisa is still on the phone. And one thing about her, if I'm not mistaken, they gave her buku cash, and everybody got paid. So, Larisa, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you want to say anything else? It's like they all cut you off. Did you want to touch up on anything else?
No, I'm just here listening to what everybody has to say, taking it all in.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just that I feel like this here. I just feel like if you have 2 months to prepare for a ball, and you're a face person, be it male or female, you know you need to get on a regimen. You know you need to do a colon cleanse. You need to drink water. You need to go to the gym and sweat your pores. You need to go to the dermatologist and get whatever it is you got to get done. You walk in this face category, you're showing everybody I'm the creme de la creme of face. I am the best of the best. There's none better than me. I'm not going to take a chance and have a pimple. A pimple is something that you can get rid of if you take your time before a function.
And
I'm not taking that quietly as letting you through. I'm just
now that you said that, you can have keloids removed too. You can go to the dermatologist and you can have a keloid removed surgically as well.
Some keloids you can have removed because of the nerve factor where the keloid is, and it might affect the nerve that might give you a twitch in your eye or a twitch in your lip, wherever it's placed at. It depends on where it's at in your face. You have to remember we have nerve endings in our face, and a lot of times you can't remove things because of the structure of your face. And then there's some things you take into consideration. If someone has a keloid and you know that that's a permanent scar that they've had for life, but it enhances their beauty, then you'll overlook it. If it enhances, if it takes away, it's got to go.
Well, I was at a ball a couple of years ago, and it was, I'm not going to say the house, but this person had a birthmark, and they chopped him. Although he had face, they chopped him because of his birthmark. And I think that birthmark kind of enhanced his face, but they still chopped him.
Yes, they did. That was Cabbage Ebony, and she taught Derek Chanel. I remember what you're talking about. But guess what? He's won many balls after that because of the simple fact that that's a part of his beauty.
Right. That's my point. So now you see my point. I'm just trying to be play devil's advocate. I mean, I don't know. It's my opinion.
But you can't play devil's advocate. I'm not saying that you can't, but you shouldn't play devil's advocate if you don't understand the strategic part of what a person is looking at when they're looking at those things. I've let people get through that had a pimple that wasn't on their face, but it was on their neck. Because there's a difference in where this pimple may appear. Now, I've chopped femme queens that had razor stubble all under their neck, but their face was sitting, but that neck wasn't right underneath the chin.
I don't walk face against femme queens with razor stubble, and it was tied up.
I just think that Kelly and R, y'all are too shady. It's motherfucking Butch Queens and Fifth Queens, and I live.
Well, R, Kelly, you asked me a lot. Can I ask all the questions? There was a debate going on last week, and I just want to hear the opinions of each of the four of you, and whomever else may be on the phone, they judge me. I don't want to screw you.
Wait, okay, go ahead.
Okay, if a person walks a butch queen in drag category, a person walks drag realness, drag.
Hold on, I'm getting Rodney back on the line.
Okay. And at some point, as a butch queen, this person has gotten their cheeks pumped, or
you back, Rodney.
They may have gotten their cheeks pumped, or you know, maybe a silicone injection to their chin. They had a dead chin, or whatever the case, this and that. But they live their life every day as a butch queen. And then they walk a drag realness category. Would you chop them RR if someone came to you and said, this individual has had his face pumped before, even though you know of him to be a boy or whatever the case outside of the ballroom scene, but the fact that he's walking drag realness?
I would ask
would
that individual,
him?
Are you changing your category tonight? And if they say no, then I would chop them.
So
because once you start enhancing your face to a female structure, or if you start implanting if you're, say for instance, if you're a butch queen and you get your cheeks pumped and you get your chin done and you get your nose done, but you still walk in butch queen face, that's fine. You're still in your category. But if you get your cheeks done and you get your chin done and you get your nose done and then you get painted and you put on a gilda and then you come out and walk femme queen face, now you're changing your category, and I can't respect you as a butch queen face anymore. I have to judge you as a femme queen face.
I think that, okay, wait. Let me simplify. It's an individual that may have gotten his face pumped at one point. Okay, he's a butch queen, lives every day as a butch queen, okay? But he's participating in the ballroom scene, and he opts to walk drag's realness.
For one night?
No, I mean, not one night. I guess for whatever reason, maybe he thought that he was going to be a butch queen face child.
No, this is boring to me. I'm about to fall asleep now.
No.
Who said that? Who said that? Go away. Hold on. Somebody said clear the lines because the Mugliers are trying to call in. So, girls, if you get disconnected, honey, I'm sorry. Honey, I'm clearing the lines. Okay. I'm clearing the lines. If the Mugliers are trying to call in, tell them the lines are being cleared now.
Go ahead, Harold. Finish. You can finish.
No, I mean, well, I mean, okay. I was trying to simplify the situation. It's just a person has gotten their face pumped, not for ballroom purposes, not to become a woman, whatever the case, this and that, just for the sake that they thought that they were cute and maybe, you know, they got their butch queen face was going to be their category. It wasn't going to be. So they decide to walk drag's realness. And a person says, oh, well, you know, he's gotten his cheeks hit like 2 years ago. Would you chop them for drag's realness?
If they're going to stay in drag realness, no. I would, like I said, I would ask them, is this your new category? And if they say yes, then I'm going to give them the attention if they look good for that category. But if they say, no, I walk both categories, I'm going to say, well, I just can't see a person having two categories under their belt like that.
Rodney?
I caught the tail end of it. I was disconnected, so I don't know what to comment on.
A butch queen has fill in his face that walks drags realness. Would you chop him for the fact that he has fill in his face?
But you didn't say that. You saying he walks butch queen face and he walks drags face both?
No, he doesn't walk both categories. One category.
So he just walking drag face and he's got fill in his face.
No, he walks drags realness.
He walks drags realness and he's got fill in his face. Would I chop him?
Yeah.
No. Why? He's enhancing his illusion. If it looks good, I wouldn't chop him. But if it doesn't look good, if it doesn't look good, then I would chop him. But if it looks good, why would I chop? Because he's enhancing his illusion for that category.
So the people that enhance their illusion by taking molds are soft enough to be realness, but you don't know that they're taking molds. That's an enhancement as well, and they still enhance it and soften up their look to be realness. What's the difference?
Hello?
Yes.
It's a lot of butch queens that walk face, that got silicone in their face, that got silicone in their body and everything. And when they still walk butch, we kind of don't make them a drag queen. Okay.
Right. But Harris' question is walking drag realness. The point of being drag is basically you are a man. You live as a man, but you can still get away putting on the wig and some makeup. But not enhancement. That's what the problem is, the enhancement.
Well, butch queens enhance their face with silicone.
That's butch queen. We're talking about a drag
I think the butch queens are drags too. They should be walking drag categories. They enhance their body. I said, oh, butch queens, they got silicone in their ass. They walk body, and then they chest and everything, and they walk body, and they enhance it. So what's the difference?
But the difference is we're talking about a male to female figure category.
I don't know. It's an iffy topic.
It's actually a good topic.
I'm gonna ask you. You know, I'm a shady queen, so I'm gonna be real shady. It is a good topic, but it is a topic that they talk about on the other show. So I don't want to talk about it on my show. We don't recap other people's topics.
No, actually, the topic really stems from groups online. Actually, it's somebody in Chicago that walked in like several people. Several notable individuals out there were saying that the individual should be chopped. So, you know, that's more so where the topic stemmed from. It's flowing from Chicago. And I was curious because I don't feel the individual should be chopped myself.
Well, it's a topic. It's really iffy. Yeah, they chopping drag queens. They chopping film queens because they are. You know, because they pad. Ooh. And I'm not gonna say her name, but it's a legendary film queen that passed Miss
Thing, and she's a film queen.
I'm not
gonna
start my shit,
because
that's my opinion. It's not nobody else's opinion.
Well, that's another good one. In all honesty, what do you think about that one, RR?
About femme queens who pad?
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, even real women may pad at times just to give themselves a little bit more sexy.
I think what's happening here is that we're getting away from the whole concept of the reason why we have balls. Balls is an illusion, and the illusion of femme queen realness is if you're a butch queen in drag, you have not yet to enhance your body. Mm-hmm. If you're a femme queen, you should be in the process of enhancing your body where you don't need pads. And there is a distinction of difference there. So if you are calling yourself a femme queen, then you know that you're supposed to be taking your hormones. Your hormones have met a certain standard now where you're soft enough to start getting pumped in the areas you need to be pumped in. And if you're not getting pumped, then you're still padding, then you're going to get red because you're at that stage where you're no longer in the ninth grade. You're in your junior year, and you should be getting ready for graduation.
So I have a question based on that, not that I'm agreeing or disagreeing, but so in case anyone ever brings it up, if you are a femme queen and maybe you have moan titties and you want, you're living your life as a woman, but you still have small A-cup moan titties, but you wear a padded bra to give you, you know, some type of, you know, cleavage and things of that sort, should they be chopped based on that?
No, because at the end of the day, you're letting your hormones take place, and you can see the cleavage in the flesh in that area, but you're also trying to enhance it by pushing it up to show a little cleavage. It's not like you got a boy chest and you're padding it. There is
okay.
a difference. There is a difference, and you have to sometimes take to some things into consideration when you're looking at these things. It's like when I look at somebody who's a butch queen and drag, and I look at their hands, and they look like construction workers. I don't judge them because they're butch queen and drag. But if
hold
I'm
on, y'all. We got some callers. Hold on. 443-453, you're live on the air. 443-453, you're live on the air. Oh, they cut it. Go on. The next call is 347-335, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Bebe Aloha. Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Rodney.
Hey,
Bebe.
Hey, Bebe.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Bebe.
Congratulations, sis, on your win.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a question about the enhancement topic and stuff like that. Now, nowadays, okay, we have the trans man category because butches of females that's transferring to males are genetically changing their DNA to become more masculine, the testosterone, the voice, the hair, and all that kind of stuff, right? So we've made a separation of that category, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we do about butch queens that walk body that take steroids? There's a lot of butch queens now that take steroids and take a cheap way to work out. So now you got these guys that blow up with this hard body that feel like bricks. Real men bodies don't feel that hard like a brick wall. It's not natural. So what do we do for those people that enhance their bodies genetically to do that?
Well, that's where the judging comes in. You have to also understand something. When people enhance their bodies with steroids, the steroids only work from the waist up. It's very, very rarely do you see anybody use steroids from the waist down.
That's not true. I know quite a few people, at least five on one hand, that I can say now that involve them now that does steroids.
Okay, well, that's something that judges have to use their own discretion on. I feel that there's a lot of things that we could probably try to sit here and decipher, but at the end of the day, you have to look at that body. If you take a gym body, that's
body's
going to
look amazing, but it's not genetically. I'm sorry to cut you off. The body's going to look amazing, and they do. But is it? I mean,
but how
it,
do you know? But
clear?
How do you know if it's enhanced? How would you know that? How would you be able to know that?
I mean, that's somebody that's versed on what it looks like, and
let me say this to you. The only way you would actually know that if you knew that individual 6 months prior, what they looked like then to what they look mm-hmm. like now, because we all know how fast you can blow up on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to somebody who you walked against 6 months ago, who's still the same size, just a little more flesh, just a little bit more muscle tone, and here you are, bam. You can tell the difference.
Okay. I say, Bebe, this is Rodney. Yeah.
I say, as a judge of the ball, of a ball, if the competitor knows that their competitor is doing it or has done it and they walk against them, it's for them to state their case and plead like you're on the floor. It's shame time. It's to confess to judges that my body is natural, his body is fake. Are you judging on, you know what I'm saying? It's for us, it's for them to
exactly.
make us know it.
You better say that, Rodney. There you go.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was looking for, because, I mean.
Yeah, they definitely call out
the flaws, just like when the femme queens walk against each other for a face. You know how they do it. They think they're doing it slick, but they're not licking their teeth for nothing. They're not licking their teeth for nothing, and they're not rubbing their stomachs for nothing. They're doing it for a reason.
Right. They
point out each other's flaws by what they do with their hands and their movements. And the butch queens need to start doing the same thing. It's just like when the butch queens walk face. If a bitch is painted, the other bitch wipes her face because she wants you to know she's not painted. That bitch is painted.
Right. It's just kind of weird to me, like in some weird psyche that people go through all these changes to do this imaginary, illusionary type of thing, as we consider to be ballroom. It's fun, and it's, you put effort into everything that you do. I get that and understand that, but when you genetically alter yourself just to walk a ball, that, like,
and then that's
really
why they get so upset when they get chopped.
Yeah. I mean, because even if you, like, when I rewind time back to, like, when I first came out, you...
Hello?
Became a femme queen because that's what they wanted to be as a woman, or you see the ones that became a femme queen just to walk a category. You can go down the list and point them out, like, and separate them like that. But
right.
It's the same thing with butch queens now too. It's just really crazy. It's really crazy.
And you could tell the ones who were inspired to walk body because they enjoyed working out, and
mm-hmm.
you could see it. They didn't just work
mm-hmm.
out from the waist up.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that they worked out their calves, their thighs, you know, everything. And when
Absolutely.
They walked out there, that body was right.
Absolutely.
Now you look at these boys and they're walking body. Only from the waist up do you see body. and when the girl said, oh, I was taking you so long, bitch, you don't see this child's legs. She looks, come on now. You got to get in. Just like the boys who walk a sex siren.
Mm-hmm.
From the abs, look, the abs are sitting. But those arms, what happened to the arms and the shoulders and, you know?
I think that category is awful.
There's no proportions. What happened to proportion? Even if you look at some of the femme queens today, a lot of them are not taking their body enhancement serious anymore. I don't know if it's because the silicone ain't the same or Home Depot ran out. I don't know what the case may be. But at the end of the day, you know.
I could definitely agree with you on that, because you got a lot of these boys that's sexy from the neck down. And that face, bitch is giving pit bull.
Yeah.
I'm not into all that baby oil and stuff with baby porn. That shit gets on my nerves. Especially sitting on a panel and they come try to rub on you. That shit, I'd be like, look.
It's too much. It's too much. You know, we keep saying we want to bring this back and bring that back. But you know what? As soon as these boys walk up in front of you, nobody does anything about it. And when one person might say, well, honey, why are you taking so long? You don't see it. They see it. Tens across the board. It's not tens across the board, sweetie. Look at those legs. Or if this femme queen is walking perfect 10, face, body, and realness. She got face and she got body. But you're not going to give her the rest. You're going to give her the realness just because.
Right.
Just because she got the other two. No, sweetie. Look at her feet. She wears a size 13. And they're hanging over her shoes.
Oh, my God.
You got to get into everything. I get into the hands, the feet, everything. That's why it takes me so long when I'm sitting there looking and everybody in the audience at, oh, Miss R.R. is so fucking shady. That bitch is being shady. She going to try it. Why she try it? I'm going to light her ass up if she do. But I'm just getting in. I'm just doing my job. When they judge Kelly for face, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to find something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing.
Well, they don't have to worry about finding anything wrong, honey, because they want to make sure every blemish and everything that's wrong without the paint, that it's right with the paint.
Well, I hope so, because that day that they call you to the back of the runway, I want to be there when those because those girls are going to come for you.
They can come, but trust and believe, baby. If I know, and this is the problem with a lot of girls, if I know that I'm coming out, baby, and I know I'm going to walk something, my face shoes, my chemical pills, all of that's going to be done weeks and months in advance of the ball, all the sodas and all the juices and all of that stuff is going out the water, out the way, honey. I'm drinking my water. I'm getting it together to make sure that it is correct. I don't want no, baby, let me tell you something. When that day that I come out and RR's on the panel and he's walking, I'm going to bring it right to RR because I know RR wants the girls to lift up their neck and get in and see if there's any bumps, any pimples or anything. That's who I'm going to bring it to because I know once RR gives it to me, baby,
If anybody else
you
tried
know what
to stay
you know
shape.
What I've also heard? I've heard that when people are picking judges for their panel and stuff, and someone said, oh, why don't you get R.R. to be on the panel? Everybody automatically, no, don't get Miss R. She's shady. But you know why they don't want Miss R. on the panel? Because she's going to get it right. She's going to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, nobody wants judges on their panel that's going to all get it right. They'll pick four that's going to get it right, and the rest of them are going to be Judy's. I didn't say that, did I?
Baby. Hold on, what? Baby. Stay right there with us. We have another caller, and our next caller that we have is 973-351. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Danielle Icon.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi, baby. You should be in bed. You have to be to school in the morning.
I'm in the bed.
Yes,
now.
It's too late for you to be up on the radio show at 1:34 in the morning. Shout out to Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hi,
Rodney.
Hey, baby girl.
I love your voice. Oh, my God. I love your voice.
Hi, overall, Mother Couture, Jasmine Couture.
Hi.
I'm just calling because I heard you guys talking about Film Queen's padding, and I don't understand that at all. I don't know where that's coming from or what that's all about. I think if you pad, you're still a bush queen in drags. That's my opinion.
There you go.
You know, from the era I'm from, you was, you know, if you were still padding, you were considered a bush queen in drags.
That's
you know, you
it.
Weren't considered a film queen.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it's wrong for a judge to chop a film queen that's padded?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I think if you're padded, then you're still considered a bush queen in drags to me. I'm sorry. It's my opinion. You know, I'm entitled to it. So, you know,
do you
other
think
people
that the younger
different.
Femme queens of today, they're not taking their body as serious as they should?
Yeah, I think that, too. That's because the ballroom doesn't take the femme queens, like being a femme queen, that serious as well either.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so acceptable of what's going on, like the microwavable stuff and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff that you hear about.
Mm-hmm. Come
like
on,
the
girl.
Ballroom, the ballroom is so just acceptable and just settle for what's given to them. Like the era I was from, you didn't just settle for less.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You like, if you brought it right, you brought it right. But now the ballroom, they're just so, like, it's just so eager and so easy to be a chapter mother or a house mother, or you're nobody this month and then next month you're legendary, you know what I mean? So I think it's just, you know, it's what the ballroom people, the film queens or the bush queen and drags of today, they see it's so easy to become somebody in the ballroom scene that it's so, you know, the ballroom is so acceptable to anything, they'll just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the judges give them tens. They give them tens across the board, you know.
And then you
like
have when they call
it's
that
so
category
easy.
When they call the category Butch Queen and Drag Realness. You see how long that line is?
Yeah,
and,
like
and,
everybody's
and
not
only
real
five
like that.
Of them are real. And it's,
yeah, everybody's
and
not
it's
real
almost
like
that. 30 of them online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because they, you know, that's what the ballroom acceptable. That's what the ballroom, you know, they're so easy to it's so easy and eager, they know they're gonna get their tens, it's nothing to them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about creativity anymore in the ballroom scene. It's just about getting your money, I feel like.
Well, I
now.
Think it's coming back slowly. I really think it's coming back slowly, but it's a work in progress. But in this
yeah.
work of progress, the judges need to start, you know, just being more proactive.
And just being a little bit more real, like R.R., you touched the point, and you were like, you know, the reason why they don't put R.R. is shady. Yeah, that is so true, because me growing up, that was that R.R. was in that panel, or you know it's going to be shady. That's what I've always heard from the background of me growing up in the community, in the ballroom community, that you were a shady judge. But I've come to my own conclusion while watching you all these years that you're not, you're just a realist. You know what I mean? And you're right. Some people that are realists, they don't let them on the panel because they're so real like that. You know what I mean?
And that's what they take as shade.
Yeah,
you know,
they take it as shade.
They take
but it's
it
not
as shade,
shade
but
you
you're
know?
Really trying to be as professional as you possibly can. And when you come from the era that I come from, of the Dorian Corys, the Paris Dupree, the Pepe La Beiges,
mm-hmm.
when the real beauties like Tennille and all those girls, the Spanish cha cha girls were eating the black girls up, and the black girls had to really get their surgery together and get that,
yeah,
skin
that, was,
and that body
that
right.
That was face. Like the film queens that walk face now do not have face, some of them. Most
they
of them. They don't
you know
have
what
face.
You know?
I'm sorry. And they think that just selling it and doing making all these funny joker faces is
mm-hmm.
face. That's not face.
That's not face. And you know what's really
crazy?
Consists
of
really
your
crazy.
Eyes, your mouth,
if
your teeth.
If you really look at the girls like Anjanae and Tanae, their faces are still sitting.
Yeah.
Because of longevity and the way they develop.
Because you took pride in
No. Wait, hold on there, y'all. No, their faces are still sitting, because those girls are not, those girls didn't indulge in what the girls that walk face of today indulge in. And that's the difference. Okay? Those girls knew, those girls were stunning beauties because they went home and they drunk their water and they did their scrubs and they did their life and they partied
and they took
with
their hormones.
And they took their mouths.
Hormones were very important back then. Hormones were very important.
But you know,
people forget how
wait, hold on, Adrian. Danielle, you didn't let me get to my point. Mm-hmm. The girls of today wants to go to the ball, and then after the ball, they want to leave and they want to go to the after hours and they want to bump for the 6 hours they had the ball and then they want to bump for 4 hours at the after party and have a cocktail and things and then go home and sleep all day and get back up and go to the next party the next day and bump again. That's why. That's the difference.
And they don't take hormones. You know, hormones are very important if you want to be a female, some type of female type of going on. I don't do that female figure stuff, but if you want to have anything femaleish about you, you have to take your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones
Jasmine,
are very important, and water
Jasmine,
is very important.
Do you remember when you used to call me and you say, I have to work, could you please go to the drugstore and pick up my hormones for me, please? You used to beg, and you made sure, if nothing else, that you had your hormones.
Please take your hormones, ladies, or you're just going to be calm for a little while. Yeah, don't take that. You got to take your hormones, ladies, or you're not going to be kind.
The girls will pop an E-pill before they pop a hormone.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, and I'm not gonna pimp my girl's business out there. But my best clients for my hormones are Butch Queen and Drags.
Wow, that's wow. Well, it's just like that, you know.
Well, you can always tell the girls who don't take hormones because their tucks don't stay in, anyway.
Yeah.
Because you know if you were taking hormones, you wouldn't have to worry about your tuck falling out.
No.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
Rodney, what is going on, Rodney?
Not too much. I'm just, when the R said I'm just visualizing a legendary from where the tucks always come out. It was just funny.
But I remember, and Daniela and Kelly, you may remember this. Remember back in the day, we all used to be running around through 14th Street. It's a Pimp Queen Performance Hall of Famer icon for the category. I was young. I had to be about maybe 15. She used to pad boots, but we used to run past her with a straight pin and stick a pin up, and she would never feel it. And that was the running joke. And I remember my auntie JoJo Ebony, love her to death. She was like, "Baby, let's stick a pin in her ass. I bet you she don't feel it." And I was like, "No, what if she attacks me? If she attacks you, I'll fuck her up, baby. Just go stick a pin in her ass, see if she moves." And I would get the straight pin and I would go stick it in her butt and keep walking, and she would pay it, like never feel it. And I just always gag, like, that's Target. And to this day, I think she still pads like that.
Hold on, y'all. 646-402, your line was there. 646-402, your line was there. Okay, guess not. Back to the conversation. That's what they said, but I guess they changed their mind. You know how the girls say they got to call her, and then the girls change their mind. I mean, you know, this is not the spot for the girls. You know, they don't like.
Well, can is there anybody that knows how to get in touch with Exotic? Because I would love to just talk to him about his regimen and what he does to prepare for a function. So maybe he can write a small book on getting ready for the ball, and we can give it out to the girls who walk face, the Butch Queens.
I mean, it's not really much they do. Don't they just put their makeup on and just go?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what it's all about now? Because everybody I see, they look like they, you know, just have on makeup. Like,
They don't have one foundation. They got some type of
No. They don't even do foundation. Honey, let me tell you something. They do the whole MAC line.
Something going on.
The whole MAC line.
Well,
they sculpted
the eyebrows.
After they sculpted the eyebrows, they beijing the eyebrows.
I think all that shit on your eyebrows and stuff, I think all that is not safe to me.
Let me tell y'all something, right? If I'm not going to a ball to walk a category, and I'm just going out to just go to a ball and just, you know, just get a regular bitch, it takes me about a half an hour to get ready. I could be in my house with a whole bunch of butch queens, bitch, and they still be painting and everything by the time I don't get out the shower, get dressed and everything, and they still caking it on, and I'm ready to go out the motherfucking door, and they still putting it on.
Shit, some of them pay better than you do.
That's not the way at all. For butch queen face, the category is not the art of makeup. That's a whole other category.
Exactly.
I think Danielle hit something and said something that was very poignant when it comes to what ballroom accepts from people. If your expectations are low, if you judge this person as a 3 and you make them feel like they're a 10, although they like a next to a 5, they're gonna feel bad when you're time.
You know what I said they should do one day? They should have a category. They say, you know, in the ball, they say there's going to be a category that's going to be a oops category. And we're going to, and then when it comes to Butch Queen Face, they say, now, if you made it to the battle zone for Butch Queen Face, this is the oops. Now we want you to wash your face.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then judge them. When I tell you, the kids will walk off the runway.
Mm-hmm.
They will walk off the runway. Who would have had that ball? Was it Ebony?
Somebody said something about you in one of the chat rooms. Are you at your computer?
No. I can get on. Why? Why don't you just tell me?
Well, it's off topic, but...
It's all good.
They're not reading you at all. They're just bringing up, you know, the judging and shadiness and stuff, and they said, you are shady. You chopped me in 2008. The category said bring it like you were shopping at Fifth Avenue, Fifth Plaza, or Worcester Boulevard. You chopped me saying I didn't look like I was shopping there, but you didn't know I just came from Los Angeles, and the Betsy Johnson bag I had on had the receipt in it. The girls brought me back, and the final battle was me and Jasmine Milan. We battled. It was 3-3. You were the judge at the end. You smiled at me and gave Jasmine your vote. Shady. That was shade, darling. I had on a blue organic cotton tank. I don't know if I'm saying this word right. Tavernity jeans. Tavernetti jeans, Juicy Couture leopard pump, and my Betsy Johnson bag. But it's okay. I live. It's just extracurricular. Laugh out loud.
Oh, are you so shady? Why'd you do that?
Because I wanted him to remember me, and evidently
I'm sure he does.
I think it was a female figure.
Yeah,
it was a female figure. I know who it is. I know who it was.
Oh, hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 315-403. You're live on the air. 315-403. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Back to conversation.
But Rodney, why did RR say I wanted him to remember me?
I know.
Right? Is that why you smiled, RR, before you chopped him? Is that why you smiled before you chopped him, because you wanted him to remember you?
Well, no, obviously she wasn't chopped if she said she was at the final battle with Jasmine.
They brought her back.
Oh, okay.
always bring you back when you feel like you've been misjudged.
Well, all the cops, they don't usually bring you back because they think that RR being shady.
Regardless of people say that RR has been shady over the years, and that has definitely been in the rumor mill for the years. That's why you've won Shadiest Butchman of the Year many times. Yes. But one thing I can say is that she's been consistent over the years, and I can appreciate that.
But, you know, I don't even understand what shade is. I don't even think I'm being shaded. I'm just judging the category.
I don't know. He ain't never chopped me, so I don't know.
And you know what I stopped doing? Because I don't want people to think I'm being shady. I don't even sit on the end of the judges panel. I sit somewhere in the middle or in between other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually the people who sit on the ends, those are the people who want to have the final say-so. And I don't want to have a final say-so. I just want to judge the category for what the category is. But if you're a true walker and you want to prove your point, it goes back to what Kelly said. If you're walking a category and you want to make the whole ballroom know it, before you get to any of the judges and I'm on that panel, if you bring it to me and I see it, I'm not going to say nothing else.
Kelly, you need to hurry up with your show. I'm ready to go to the casino. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't muted.
Oh, that was fierce, Miss Jasmine.
I'm sorry. No, I was just saying, we're not doing all these extra hours and stuff. I'm ready to go.
That was fierce. Here, we sitting up here at 2 o'clock in the morning in New York City, and you're talking about going to the casino.
You got to understand, I only see Kelly once in a while, so I want to spend time with her.
Oh, okay.
Baby, we got like 11 minutes left, honey. Baby. And I'm just enjoying my vacation in Florida.
What happened
to just
London?
London, I am me and said she mm-hmm. had to go, honey. She said she had a client.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Didn't we do
she
a topic about that?
Baby. She said it's very expensive over there.
Mm.
I want to ask you people a question that I got everyone on the line. Ever since I started this state of emergency show, I get a lot of little messages and stuff about the topics and stuff. But I got a message from someone this weekend, and it kind of touched me a little bit. And I was thinking about maybe doing the show this weekend based on, you know, that one person's, you know, reaching out.
What is that noise?
What do you guys...
Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
The topic that they really brought up, and they don't know how to handle it. they would love us to be able to, or just listen to the ballroom community, tell them how do they handle the fact that they have come out, but their family does not accept it, or they do act like they accept it, but every chance they get, they are constantly ridiculed in reference to their sexuality, everything. You know, they can be having a bad day, and they'll be like, well, what happened? You know, is it because you're gay? You know, or, you know, I quit my job because I'm having problems at my job. Well, it's probably because you're gay, you know, and this is coming from their biological family. So I was trying to figure out how I can intertwine that into a topic. Do you guys have any suggestions? Because there are kids out there that are, it's hard for them to deal with their sexuality.
Well, that's
why we have suicide and stuff. But what do you guys feel about that?
It's really hard. It's really hard to teach somebody how to be strong, but the best remedy for that is to be independent, and that way you can only live by your own rules. But if you are a strong person, you can't take no one else's ignorance personal, because it really has nothing to do with you. It's about what they feel, about the ignorance that they're wallowing in. So it shouldn't affect you like that. But I'm coming from a place of being a strong person. I've never, ever had my family ever turn their back on me about anything, any decision that I've made. That, not that they've always supported things that I've done, but they've always made me know that, like, they love me in the end. Like, and they'll always be there for me. So I don't know what it feels like to be shunned away, but I've always been a very dependent person. So any decision that I make, they can all kick my ass at the same time, too. But it's coming from a place of strength. So they have to find that strength in themselves, or find something that they can excel at, and then everybody else, they'll come around. And if not,
I also think that once you make up your mind that you're comfortable with your sexuality, you
mm-hmm.
need to do just what you said. You need to say, you know what, I'm going to have to push now, because I know they're never going to let me live the way I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to live the way I want to live, I got to do it on my own. And
yeah,
you just be ready to pump.
Exactly.
I will say about the ballroom scene
even though we center around so much shadiness and negativity at times and stuff, but I know the ballroom scene to me has taught me how to be more confident about myself, mm-hmm. you know, over the years, and it has made me a stern, strong believer in myself. I remember those times when I was back in the day, you know, before the ballroom scene got a hold of me or I became a part of the ballroom scene, I used to be shy, or I'm too fat mm-hmm. to go to a club or this and that. Mm-hmm. Now I don't give a fuck about nothing. And I know a lot of that sternness came from the ballroom scene,
mm-hmm.
being around the girls and stuff. So, you know, the person that did reach out is a person who is not an active ball walker, not into the balls, walking balls or anything, but they do love watching on YouTube. They do go and spectate, and they do listen to the show. So they're not a part of, you know, the balls and themselves. But I know that, you know, again, it's all about being independent and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I just thought that maybe if they can hear us talk about it, it may help them or whoever else out there is listening. So I think I'm going to go in those lines on Wednesday.
I think what R.R. said was really important, too, when he said that once you become comfortable in yourself, that sets the tone for everybody else to what they would feel about you, too. If you stand strong in who you are and you believe in yourself and you respect yourself, people around you have no choice but to do the same. And if they can't, then they don't need to be in your space. And I'm a firm believer, again, like I said, I have a very, very loving family, like extended family and immediate family. But if you're not riding for me, then just because we're blood related don't mean that I have to like you. It doesn't mean that you have to like me either. A family is made up of the sociological aspect of family is made up of the people that you live under your roof with and you cohabitate with. So if I'm around people that love me, then that's who's going to be my family for the moment. If they're supporting me and feeding feeding me morally and supporting me, that's my family.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to take that same aspect. Just because someone is your blood does not mean that you have to live and die and breathe by their values and by their moral standards. Develop your own and stand by that.
And I really think that's how you become a stronger individual within yourself. And like you said, my family supported me, and even if they didn't want to support me, I had made up my mind already that I was who I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of times your family know about you before you know about you,
mm-hmm.
but they think they are on some guilt trip that they did something wrong, so they're going to try to change you when you realize who you really are. That's all
mm-hmm.
it really boils down to.
Mm-hmm. And I tell people all the time, I'll never have to justify who I am. I don't make any of my cousins justify to me that they're straight. Okay, prove to me that you're straight. I don't do that. You all who you are, that's fine.
I remember a long time ago in my life, I used to tell my mother about the balls and stuff when I was real, real young. And she didn't really like to hear about that long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time I had a ball. It was downtown Newark, and it was at the Robert Tree Hotel. And she came to the ball to drop off something to me. And she never left the ball. And ever since that, she was very, this is when I was very, 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 very young. She was very supportive and was coming to the balls and supporting the balls and just always came and wanted to know where the next function is. And then now, since my years in the ballroom scene, 10 plus, she, like, when we go to a ball or something like that.
It's been well over 10 years, Danielle. You've been in the ballroom since about 97.
15, I think, more, something like that.
Okay.
But, you know.
Push it out, Danielle. Push it out.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And I know Danielle's mother personally. Like, Danielle's mother is so supportive of her. Like, when Danielle started walking sex tower, her mother would go with her to the fabric store to help pick out fabric.
Yeah, she would paint my face and everything. Like, it was just crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. Like, she's just so supportive.
And this is the kind of stuff that Jasmine is talking about that the person probably needs to hear. Other people need to hear.
Yeah.
You know, so we all need to be there on
Wednesday. Something like that. Yeah, definitely. Because my mother, she comes to the bar. She said, we go into a function, and I don't see my mom all night until the end of the bar. Like, everybody know who she is and stuff like that, you know. Everybody asks me about her when she's not there, you know. And it's just exciting to have her to be a part of that life, that lifestyle, you know what I mean? It's very exciting.
You know, once you build your self-esteem within yourself of who you are.
You can conquer anything.
Yes, no one, like, I don't care about what people say about me. I don't care that people think I'm shady. Because at the end of the day, the people who know the true quality of my being, they know who I am in my spirit. Those are the people that are in my circle. And if you're not in my circle, you'll never know who I am. But we can look at any individual in a ballroom and say, oh, that person is shady, but we're not in their circle, so we really don't know. But if you take the time out to sit down for 5 minutes with anybody in a ballroom scene and have a conversation with them, you'll say to them, you know, I didn't even know you was like that. You know, we all have to take time out, just like we need to take time out with people in our family and set them straight. Sometimes we need to sit down with certain people in the ballroom that we may look at and say, you know what, I would like to get to know him or her, but she seems so shady. And just take a chance and walk over and say hello.
Some people don't have the courage to do that. You know what I mean? They don't have the courage to actually do that to people.
Are there
any
femme queens, have there ever been any femme queens in your life that you always admired and you wanted to go up to them and let them know that you admired them?
Yes.
But you wouldn't do it out of fear?
Danielle Revlon.
Hold on, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to inform y'all that we're gonna have to pick this topic up on Wednesday night.
Right,
because
y'all gotta get to the casino, right? We know.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that we're gonna have to pick this topic up on Wednesday night live with the CEO Icon Jazzy Couture on the State of Emergency Part 10. So I hope everybody definitely comes out and tune into the State of Emergency on Tuesday, Danielle, baby. I hope y'all all call in to be a part of that topic with Jasmine on Wednesday night. But we're going to definitely be live back here tomorrow night. I'm going to still be in Florida on poolside until next week Monday. So I hope that y'all definitely come out tomorrow and Hot Topic Tuesdays tomorrow
and Rodney,
night.
You're
going to
make it hot tomorrow, right?
I'm waiting for Rodney tomorrow.
I
just checked to try to look for the archives. It's not there, so I don't know
It'll probably be there in the morning because it takes a couple of hours to upload. But if it's not there in the morning, Rodney, that means that they erased it and don't want you to hear it.
Okay, so then I'll just draw my own conclusion.
Yeah,
sorry.
But Danielle, can you say goodnight to everybody, Danielle?
Good night, everybody. And Rodney, North Carolina.
I'll see you.
Good night, everybody. And if you're going to Alloway, that's what they say, Kelly, in Alloway, wrap it up.
Yes. Harold.
Oh, hi, Harold.
Oh, Harold's gone.
Good night, everyone. Don't forget to lead by example.
Jasmine.
Good night, everybody.
Like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Wait, Kelly, I didn't get my goodbye.
Oh, I forgot all about Rodney. Sorry, go ahead, Rodney. I forgot all about Rodney. I got your name next to your number tonight. That's why. Go ahead, Rodney.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Until tomorrow. Next time, Shelly, James, you got on the panel. Vote for your girlfriend, me, as opposed to being fair and voting for the Blahnik over me to win that money.
I tell you, everybody, Tuesday with the legendary overall brother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you practice safe sex. We'll be live back on the air tomorrow night for Hot Topic Tuesday. Don't forget to tune in to the Icon Jasmine Couture, CEO's State of Emergency Show, Part 10, honey, on Wednesday night. It's definitely going to be a show that everybody needs to tune in and everybody needs to be a part of. I love y'all all for loving me, and I'll see y'all back here tomorrow. Enjoy yourself for the rest of the evening, girls. Bye-bye.